Now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of means. Then along come two. They got nothing but the genes, but they got different strokes it takes. Different strokes it takes. Different strokes to move the world. Everybody's got a special kind of story. Everybody finds a way to shine. It don't matter that you got not a lot. So what? They'll have theirs and you'll have yours and I'll have mine. And together we'll be fine. Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Arnold, what are you doing?
I'm hiding from Willis. Please don't tell him where I am.
Are you playing hide and seek?
No, I'm playing hide and survive. Please don't tell him where I am.
All right, where's Arnold?
Arnold who?
No use protecting him, Mr. Drummond, because I'll find him. Arnold, come on out.
Willis, what's the matter?
This is something between me and Arnold. Where is he?
I think he went up the stairs.
No, I think he's in the kitchen.
No, I think he's in the patio.
Next, you two will be telling me he don't live here anymore.
Who don't live here anymore?
Uh-huh, so there you are. Come on.
Oh, hi, Willis. When did you get home?
Come on, Arnold. Will you excuse us, please? This is private. Come on.
Oh, I'll stay here with them. You can have it real private.
Come on.
Hey, I don't know what's going on here, but no rough stuff, huh?
Don't worry, Mr. Drummond. I want to talk to Arnold honest. All right, so what do you got to say for yourself?
About what?
About why you let that dude push you around in the schoolyard. About why you wouldn't fight him back. About why you ran like a scared chicken.
You run too if a guy bigger than you tried to screw you into the ground.
Look, Arnold, Story the Gooch has been pushing you around for the last 2 weeks. You gotta fight that bully and make him afraid.
Yeah, afraid he'll kill me.
Look, Arnold, you got two choices. A, you be pushed around by bullies the rest of your life, or B, tomorrow you fight like a man.
I'd like to talk about C.
What's C?
See you later. I'm not gonna fight that monster, Willis.
Monster? He's only 2 inches taller than you.
Not when you're laying on the ground looking up, he ain't.
Arnold, everybody has to fight a bully sometimes in their life. You gotta take a stand. It's all part of growing up.
Okay, that's when I'll fight the Gooch. After I've grown up.
All right, Arnold. Then I'll just tell Mr. Drummond what a coward you are. He'll talk some sense into you. Thinking what's a coward for a son?
Oh, Willis, please don't say anything to him.
Well, somebody's got to make a man out of you.
Mr. Rush, I'm barely out of toilet training.
Well, I won't tell Mr. Drummond under one condition. That you fight the Gooch tomorrow.
I'm going to be too busy tomorrow.
Doing what?
Looking for a place to hide.
Well, it's the only deal you're gonna get. It's important that you fight him. You promise, I promise.
Well, can we use something besides my fist?
Like what?
Your fist.
Arnold, it's gotta be my way. Now, you fight the Gooch and I won't tell Mr. Drummond. Is it a deal?
It's a deal.
All right.
What's a deal?
Oh, something we got going after school, Mr. Drummond.
Wow, you guys must be involved in something very important.
It's not that important.
Yes, it is.
Like I said, yes, it is.
Why do I get the feeling that there's a lot more going on here than you guys want to tell me?
Because it's personal, Mr. Drummond.
Well, you're entitled to your own secrets, so I'll get out of your way. I'll see you guys later. I'll be down at my office.
Look, Arnold. Now, I didn't say anything to Mr. Drummond about you running from the Gooch. Now, I kept my part of the deal.
Right.
Now, you gotta fight the Gooch tomorrow to keep your part.
You took the best part!
Look, Arnold, I know how you feel, and I know you're scared. But this is something you gotta do to save face.
Well, if you really want to save my face, keep it away from the Gooch. today, fight day. Ouch! Come on, kick my ass in the bathroom.
Just a minute.
Oh, come on, open up.
It's all yours.
Good morning. Time to comb your locks and grab your socks. What's the matter, Arnold? Arnold, are you sick?
It's nothing. I'll be all right. If I live.
Your temperature's normal.
Don't let that fool you. I get headaches, stomach aches, and I'm seeing spots.
What kind of spots?
The worst kind. Round ones.
I think I ought to call Mr. Drummond. Hi, Mrs. Gant. Come on, Willis.
Come on, Arnold, out of bed.
Oh, I'm real sick, Willis. Please bring my goldfish so he can say goodbye.
If I ever heard a phony, you're just faking because you're afraid to go fight the Gooch today.
Did you say something, Willis? I think I'm getting delirious.
Arnold, I hear you're not feeling well. What's the matter?
I think he has yellow fever.
I don't think so. But he may have that Russian flu's going around.
Hey, that's it. Some that look Russian flew right by me.
Head feels cool, but you never know. You just take it easy, son. I'm going to call the doctor just to be sure.
Doctor? I don't need no doctor.
Sure you do. They'll tell them what they'll find when they look inside of you.
Where's he gonna look?
Now, don't frighten him, Willis. Maybe all Arnold needs is a shot.
Mr. Drummond, don't shoot me. I'm cured.
What's going on here? I've heard of miracle cures, but this is ridiculous.
Arnold, I think I'm gonna have to tell Mr. Drummond. He's a man. He'll understand.
No, don't.
Understand what?
There's a bully in the playground who's been pushing Arnold around. Yesterday, Arnold ran home because he was too chicken to fight.
I knew there was something going on between you two yesterday.
The bully's a lot bigger than me. Where I stop, he's just beginning.
Oh, come on, Arnold. He's a normal-sized bully. Arnold was pretending to be sick because he was too chicken to fight.
Arnold, is that true?
Well, kind of.
Well, then this is a serious matter.
That's what I've been telling them.
This isn't something you can just run away and hide from.
You listen to Mr. D.
Now, the only way to handle this is man-to-man and face-to-face.
Tell it like it is.
I want you to call up that boy, arrange to meet him, and talk this thing out.
Right on. That's the same... Say what?
Listen, Willis. Fighting rarely settles anything. Come here. I remember once when I was a little boy. This other kid and I were standing nose to nose, both of us scared stiff and praying that somebody would stop us from hitting each other.
Well, Mr. Drummond,
don't interrupt. It's making a lot of sense. Continue, please.
Mr. Drummond, how's my little brother going to talk when Stuart the Gooch is tap dancing on his head?
Stuart the Gooch?
Yeah, and don't call him that unless you're riding by on a bus.
Mr. Drummond, Arnold's gotta fight that dude, or people will call him a coward.
No, Willis, anyone can fight, but it takes real courage to talk things out.
Especially when you got a mouth full of loose teeth.
Willis, I know that you mean well for Arnold, but fighting won't necessarily solve anything.
Well, I say it will, because if Arnold keeps running away, people are gonna pick on him and laugh at him.
I'm not asking him to run. I'm asking him to talk. Now, Arnold, promise me that you'll talk this thing out with, what's his name? The Gooch.
Gooch.
Do I have your promise?
Yes, sir, and I say it with feeling.
Thank you. And I'm very proud of you because you have the courage not to fight.
I've had it all my life.
All right, I'll see you guys at breakfast.
Arnold, you should be hanging your head in shame.
I don't care how it hangs, just as long as it stays attached.
Arnold, you gotta fight the Gooch.
I can't. I just gave my promise.
Arnold, Mr. Drummond don't understand. Talking might work in his fancy world, but it don't work in the streets where we come from. Like Papa said, we got a name to live up to.
And the key word there is live.
Arnold, you got nothing to worry about, because the gooch is the one in trouble.
What you talking about, Willis?
Arnold, ain't I your big brother who loves you and worries about you?
And takes care of you? Yes, Willis.
Well, it's the truth. Like, you know I wouldn't want to see you get hurt in any way.
I suppose so. I'm scared, Willis.
Well, you don't have to be. Because I'm going to teach you how to fight and whip the gooch. I'm going to be behind you all the way.
Well, if you really love me, you'd get in front of me.
Arnold, I can't. This is something you have to do by yourself.
I knew there was a catch.
Now, what are we going to do? We're going to phone the gooch and make him think he's crazy.
If I phone him, he'll know I'm crazy.
That's our whole strategy. We get the gooch thinking that you're crazy, because people are afraid of crazy people. You won half the battle.
Hey, if we already won half, let's give Gooch the other half and call it a draw.
Arnold, just trust me. Now let me see you act crazy. I meant on the phone. Oh, hiya, Gooch. This is Crazy Arnold Jackson calling you.
What do I say?
Tell him you bad and crazy.
Hi, Gooch. I'm bad and crazy.
Are you trying to throw the phone call? Now tell him you loud and crazy. Go ahead.
Hi, Gooch. I'm loud and crazy.
That's it. Keep going. Tell him you bad and crazy.
Hey, Gooch, I'm bad and crazy.
That's it, dog. Keep going, keep going.
Now, listen here, Gooch. Crazy Arnold Jackson gonna stomp all over you. So you better watch it, turkey.
Hey, hang up, hang up. What did he say?
He didn't say anything. He just barked.
That's just a cover-up. He's really scared.
Not as scared as I am. See, if I fight, Mr. Drummond's gonna get mad at me. And if I don't fight, you're gonna get mad at me.
Right.
Which brings us to Gooch. You can kill me without even being mad at me.
All right, now, go faster. Faster. Come on, faster, faster.
I can't go any faster. If I go any faster, I may take a nap in the middle of round one.
Let me see if you're right. That's not your right, that's your left.
I know it. That's how I'm going to confuse you.
Come on now. Let me see your Muhammad Ali shuffle. Come on. You got it. Oh, man. When the goose sees that, he's gonna run all the way home.
If he don't, I'm gonna run all the way to New Jersey.
Come on, keep it up. Keep it up. Keep moving. Come on. All right, now. Go left. Right. Left, right combination. Don't close your eyes. Because every time you throw a combination, you close your eyes.
Well, I can't help it. My fists want to fight, but my eyes don't want to see me get hit.
Come on, keep it moving. Come on. Now, get mean, real mean. Tell me how mean you are.
How mean? I'm so mean, I'm scaring myself.
Hey, what are you boys doing?
Willis is teaching me to,
dance.
Right, to dance.
You certainly lot on your feet, fella.
Thank you, honey.
Mine all look more to me like you were throwing punches.
Yeah, that's the name of the new dance, the Punch Shuffle.
Now, if Mr. Drummond catches you practicing fighting, you're going to switch from the Punch Shuffle to the Bruise Bottom Blues.
Mr. Garrett's right.
Don't worry about it.
Thank can't we settle this whole thing by buying the Gooch a nice present?
Listen, Arnold, man. You got the moves and you got the punches. Now you can take that Gooch. Now let's get going, champ.
Champ?
Me? Well, that's what I called you, champ.
Champ!
That's me.
Look how I bulge all over.
Ooh, like iron.
You know what? I think I'd get me a t-shirt with my picture on the front and me nude on the back.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Let's go pluck that turkey.
Keep it up. Come on. We're going to take him. You ready? Come on. Keep it up. Come on. Let's go. Let's go, champ. Let's go. Yes.
Hey, fellas. Where are you off to?
Oh, we're going out to talk to the Gooch, Mr. Drummond.
Wonderful. I'm glad you took my advice to talk.
And I'm going to talk all over him.
Are you ready, champ?
Am I ready? Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. Muhammad Arnold, the champ, is me. Finds out we've been fighting, we're gonna get it.
Don't worry, he won't. Trust me.
Is it still all swollen up?
Nah, it's nothing.
Nothing? It hurts so bad my shoes ache.
Well, it don't look that bad.
I'm gonna keep Mr. D from seeing it.
Well, we'll stay away from him until Walter's eyes, okay?
Won't that take a while?
Nah. The eye only has to go from black to brown.
I guess I didn't do so good, huh?
Are you kidding? Man, you stood up to the Gooch great.
I fell down even better.
Man, I'm proud of you, Arnold. I really am.
Hey, don't do that. My hand's connected to my eye.
Well, let's get going so somebody notices. Put your glasses back on. I'm scared.
Arnold, why are you wearing dark glasses in the house?
Keeps the sun out of my eyes.
There's no sun in your eyes.
See, it works.
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Grant. Very sorry. Never happened again.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. Bye.
Hi, fellas. Come here. I want to hear how everything went down at the playground.
Oh. It went fine, Mr. Drummond. Real cool.
Arnold, why are you staring at the wall?
It's a new game.
A new game?
Yeah. You stare at the wall, and if it don't fall down, you win.
With my luck, it'll fall down.
Arnold, would you come down here, please? I said come down here.
Yes, sir.
What is going on? Why are you wearing sunglasses? Oh. Arnold, what happened to your eye?
Everything.
I'm afraid I know exactly what happened.
You do?
Yes, and I just feel terrible about it. This is all my fault.
I'm sure glad to hear that.
You took my advice, you went down there to talk, and the Gooch hit you, right?
Well, sort of.
What do you mean, sort of? What went on down there? Come on, Arnold, I want to know. Did you go down there to talk, or didn't you?
All right, Mr. Drummond. Arnold went down there to talk with his fists.
And my fists had nothing to say.
Man, he was great, Mr. Drummond. You should have seen him. Arnold was dancing to the left. Then he was dancing to the right.
And then the music stopped.
Arnold never cried once, Mr. Drummond.
Not really. I cried a little bit out of this eye. But there's no room for the tears to come out of this one.
Arnold.
Oh.
I am very disappointed in you. You broke your promise to me.
No, he didn't. It was my idea. You know, Arnold has to learn to defend himself like a real man.
Oh, I see. Unless a guy hits another human being, he's not a real man, huh? Well, let me tell you something. Albert Einstein never hit another human being, and he was quite a man. And when did you hear of Martin Luther King fighting with his fists?
But, Mr. Drummond, that's not the same.
And the thing that really bugs me is that you knew how I felt, we discussed this, and you deliberately disobeyed me.
Well, look, Mr. Drummond, I've been living with Arnold all his life, and I think I know what's best for him.
Well, I don't think so. In this household, there's only room for one father. Is that clear, Willis? Now go to your room.
It wasn't all Willis's fault, Mr. Drummond. I helped.
Well, I'm mad at you, too.
Thanks.
Now, I don't want you to think that there's never a time to fight. Sometimes, unfortunately, there is. But only after you've tried every other possibility. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
Good boy. How's that I feel?
Now, you ain't got a friend in the world.
Okay, you go up with Willis, and I'll get Mrs. Garrett to bring up something to put on it. And work on Willis, will you? Try to get him to see things our way. Okay?
Okay. What you doing?
I'm packing. Me and Mr. Drummond don't see things the same. I'm going back to Harlem.
No, you ain't.
Hey, give me...
I ain't letting you go nowhere.
Give me that stuff. I'm leaving.
No, you ain't. No one's putting this family up.
Get out of my way.
You ain't even allowed to fight, you dummy.
You're my big brother. I love you.
Would you knock it off? Get out of my way, short stuff. I mean it.
Mr. Drummond says a time to talk and time to fight, and this is a time to fight.
You mean you'd really fight me?
If I have to.
Even though we both know I end up dusting this room with your head, you ain't afraid?
Not after what you taught me today. I need you and I ain't letting you go no place.
Then I ain't going, champ.
Hey, what's this? Somebody going someplace?
Oh, no. It's just the something we just cleaned out our drawers, right, little brother?
Right, big brother.
Hey, that eye is really something, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Did you at least get in one good lick?
I swung four times after Gooch, but I only hit him once.
Well, it's not too bad, huh?
The other three times I hit myself.
Well, I hope you guys learned your lesson about fighting.
Shoot, I sure have. There's to be no more fighting unless it's absolutely necessary. Not even pillow fight.
Right.
Oh, well, come on, let's not overdo it. There's nothing wrong with a little pillow fight.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
You got that, champ. Let's go.
Oh, hey, come on, that's not fair. That's two of you. Come on.
Different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move.